No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Let's start off with this topic. You can't trust a girl who doesn't have a charger, and you can't trust a girl who's walking.
So you can't trust any hoe?
No, she just needs to have a car or a bike or a scooter or something.
Oh, okay.
Bus pass.
What if she's walking because she just likes walking, but she also has a car like me?
Yeah, like everybody walks.
Walking for exercise, right? I didn't really think of that.
Or just walking because it's nice.
Because it's nice?
Yeah.
To walk?
Yeah, I sometimes walk down the street because it would be a lot faster than me driving and trying to find parking near the congested area we live in.
You've really foiled my whole little joke. I've been talking about this whole don't trust a girl who's walking thing for a few weeks now. You just really fucked it all up. Because you're right. Exercise and it's nice.
You don't want a girl that exercises? Come on.
I do, but I just want them to do it within the sanctity of like a personal training facility. And
it's different if she owns a car but is choosing to walk versus not having the option of driving.
Right, exactly.
Is what you're trying to say. But okay,
if I just see a girl walking down the street in Hollywood, I get a little weirded out. Like, why are you walking?
I mean,
get a bike or a fucking Lime or something.
No, those are dangerous.
Anyway, hi, Gina.
Hey, Adam.
Let's introduce you. I've been saying that you're the SoundCloud rapper of porn for a long time now, and I just want to know your feelings on that. Do you believe it? Because you're from Broward County.
Like, you know, just a little bit. I feel it.
You got a face tap.
You know, I got a little face tap. I think I'm low-key trying to be. No.
I'm surprised you don't have a song yet.
Beat it up.
What if that's Riley's song?
Oh, okay.
But I censored it.
What if I said I wrote something?
If you what?
If I wrote something.
Do you write raps ever?
Yeah, I do.
Or poems? I bet you write poems.
Oh, fuck you.
Because you like low-key have feelings and are emotional, right?
Wow, yeah.
You don't take her Instagram story?
I mean,
I love you though.
I do, but sometimes it can be a little dotty.
Yeah, I see you guys see that. I'm like, damn, I look such like a loser right now.
Do you feel like that?
Not really, but like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, everything's on the internet. Like, my butthole's on the internet. So
yeah, if you can't put your feelings on the internet, but you can put butthole out there, it's like.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't really care. Like, I'll say like, I'm sad today, you know?
Right.
Like, or like, you know, just whatever.
Yeah, let it all hang out. Nobody's ever surprised when a girl's like, I'm sad.
That's offensive.
If I went on my Instagram story and said, oh, I'm sad today, everybody would be like, what the fuck? Because that's like off brand for me.
But I definitely feel like people have a facade on social media.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, like that's just the thing. Like,
I'm actually kind of going through that period in my life right now where all of a sudden it feels like I never have photos that I consider good enough to put on my Instagram. And it makes me feel like I just need to have like photographers around more and stuff because I just, like for my birthday party.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, you should have.
Selfies, stupid selfies do way better on Instagram.
Yeah, selfies are okay to a certain extent. Some situations are okay for selfies, but like most situations aren't. Like there's definitely no selfies I could have got at my birthday that would have been good. I got a couple good photos in the club with Pert, but I didn't have anything for my birthday that I actually wanted to post. So it's kind
of
like.
There was a lot of stuff going on. We were just talking about that. There was a dude walking around taking pictures of everybody. Yeah, there was like, I don't know who he was, but he was taking a picture of you guys, but as naked.
Probably a cop.
But yeah. He took pictures of us naked?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A lot of people did.
I exposed. That didn't take long. No, I mean, I just feel, because it's like, oh, I had this whole birthday party and I got like 2 photos from the strip club. There's no photos of my girlfriend. There's no photos, like, you know.
I know. I really wanted to get a shot of all of us in our outfits and then him. Because that's, we all matched. We got to redo it.
But this just like an iPhone photo probably wouldn't have done the fucking job anyway. Don't you feel like? Like iPhone photos just, at a certain point, they just don't really like do the job, don't you think?
It's all about the lighting.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the lighting.
No, I agree.
Sure.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, I want a photographer. Like, I just want a friend just to walk around with me and take pictures.
Oh, there'll probably be some weirdo out there who would definitely walk around with you and take pictures of you.
For the record, Lena didn't fart. She's covering up her face because she doesn't want to breathe in the backwoods smell.
Yeah, if I farted, I would not cover my face. Everybody likes smelling their own farts.
Do they?
That's what Cardi B said, and then I asked you about it, and you were like, yeah, everybody knows that.
Like, secretly, they just, like, start smelling their own fart. Yeah. Like, they're just like, oh, man, that stinks. Like,
I mean, I do the cup. I'll fart in my own hand, and cup it up to my face, and give it a whiff.
Oh, you know what's the crazy thing, what I've seen? So I was looking up Brazilian porn.
Of course, because you are Brazilian, not Mexican, I always say. Wow.
Fuck you!
What, like, that's a fucking offensive statement that you're Mexican?
She went to Brazil for her vixen shoot because she's from Brazil.
I just assumed you were Mexican, and
because
I'm sorry,
I have
it's Brazilian.
Dark hair
okay.
And like brown eyes. Like
because you're Hispanic in Southern California, it's like 9 times out of 10 they're Mexican,
again,
right?
Again, from Florida.
Florida, right?
Okay, get that right.
No cowards in Broward.
Hey.
So tell us about your upbringing.
Dark.
Was it
dark,
that? Like, is that dark?
No. Well, kind of. Well,
it takes back.
But there's a lot of stuff. Damn, I don't know where to start.
Well, what was like your family life like growing up? Did you grow up with both parents? What were your parents like? Let's go with that.
God, this is so whack. Talking about my parents.
Why is it? Is you had that messy of an upbringing?
I didn't know my dad. He got deported.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught like doing fraud and like, you know, selling coke or whatever the fuck. But that I didn't know him at all.
Regular Florida shit.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in Florida. Yeah, pretty much. And then I grew up with this guy, Lewis. He's like a Puerto Rican black guy.
And cool. Your mom's boyfriend or something?
Not my sister's dad.
Okay.
So like I thought he was my dad my whole life.
Oh.
And like then I found out when I got older he wasn't my dad.
Oh. So was that troubling at all or was it weird?
It was surprising because I was like, who's my dad? Like is that moment it's like, who's my dad? Like daddy wasn't there. Daddy was never there. Like fuck.
Right, realizing that your dad wasn't there versus knowing the whole time that your dad wasn't there, was that weird?
I think it was like not knowing.
How old were you when they told you?
I was like in fourth grade.
Oh, fourth grade. Okay, I thought you were talking about like as an adult. Because I feel like by the time you're an adult, if you found out, it's kind of like, isn't it more about having the father figure, not it being your biological father? Not.
Yeah, but then I would rather find out earlier than later.
Yeah, but then it would be like the random phone calls, and so he would like, I just knew him by his voice. And the first time I met him, I was like 12, and we flew to Brazil.
Uh huh.
And like this guy was crazy. Like if you guys knew my dad, like this guy's insane. Like he's a cool guy, but he's like a bad guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like a criminal. Well, he's doing fraud and selling coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, he was really tied up with, it's crazy, but when he got deported, he got tied up with John Elite, which he was, like, the hitman for the Gambino family.
Wow.
And it was, like, a whole thing, so that he met my dad there. And
so were you ever a hitman or anything? You want to tell us anything? If it happened overseas, you might not be extradited.
No. Okay. Never.
So what was your mom like?
Man.
She's like, why are you asking me about my mom?
Yeah.
Well, we can get deep, right?
Yeah.
Let me pry into your soul a little bit, if you don't mind.
My mom, she's cool. She's like really open-minded person. Like she was always like, she had like nudist friends, but she grew up like in the mountains in Brazil. My dad was kind of like this street kid, you know, like he liked getting in trouble. My mom was like, came to America really young, met him. She was a stripper.
So were you in strip clubs and stuff as a young girl?
Shut the fuck.
Did you see the game?
We had a shoot.
You always say shut up. And I'm so glad that we have her dividing us so you can't hit me. She always says shut up and just pushes me.
Sometimes I might let her, depending on what you say. I might let her punch you.
Herb Dean right here for protecting me.
Actually, we had a stripper pole in the house growing up. So it was cool.
Did you?
You were always at the strip club.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you see a lot of fuck shit through your mother, though? Was she like...
No. She was really good. Like, she was really good with that. Like, she would drive to Miami. Like, she was like... I did not even know until I got older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was really good with that. But, like, I was a bad kid. Like,
how so?
I moved to Miami.
By yourself?
No.
Oh. With your mom?
Yeah, like, with everybody. And my whole life changed. Like, when they say, like, I promise you, like, if you lived in Miami, you will change as a person.
Wait, so you were where as opposed to Miami before?
Central Florida.
Okay. And so it was like dead boring there?
Yeah, it was like a whole bunch of kids just like doing a whole bunch of stupid shit.
And then you moved to Miami and all of a sudden shit started to go crazy?
Yeah.
Like what? And how old were you when you moved there?
Like 14, 15.
Okay. Perfect time to start getting corrupted.
Yeah, right? It's great.
Perfect time to be introduced to the Miami nightlife. So what were you doing in Miami that was so crazy? I'm good. I don't smoke on camera.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just like, I don't want to get high because I want to be able to keep, I want to keep my mind together so I can really like.
Fuck with me. Yeah. Like fuck with me, not ask questions. Fuck with me.
You can be incapacitated. I need to be on point. This is a federal investigation.
All right. Well, I did a lot of drugs.
Okay.
I was drinking.
How did you start in your career of substance abuse? Was it drinking at first or was it like.
You make it sound so bad, bro.
I've been watching a lot of DJ Vlad lately, so I'm like ready. I know what to say.
Look. So I say I always wanted to try everything once. You know, I think I'm a very open-minded type person. I wanted to like experiment. So I was like, the first time I tried weed, I was like 12. I was like 12 years old.
Any particular memories of it? Did you do something crazy? Jumped off the roof?
No. Oh, Christmas.
It was Christmas?
No, the first time I smoked weed, I was so excited. I was so excited.
Really?
Like, I was like, I didn't even know what weed was. They offered me. I was like, hell yeah. Oh, my God. Like, some high school, like, guys were, like, asking my friend, which she was a slut. I was never a slut when I was younger, by the way.
Right.
I was like, wow.
Well, keep in mind, this story is about you as a 12-year-old hanging out with a bunch of high school boys who are giving you weed. So I'm kind of like,
wow. My friend was just like, she had big titties, like, huge titties.
And she was 12?
No, she was like, I was like,
yeah, 12, 13. Let's adjust this story.
You can be 12 with big titties, it happens.
Like, she was like 14. Like, she was like older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, she had big titties.
There was a girl in my third grade with huge boobs one time.
No, we all have those memories that there were girls with weirdly big boobs at a certain age that made all the other girls feel bad about themselves. That was a big part of growing up.
Yeah.
I remember. I guess so. Because I was in like elementary school, and then we went to the junior high, and it's like, all of a sudden, there were just girls with boobs. It freaked me
out.
Puberty. Yeah, because there weren't really girls with boobs in my elementary school. Or at least I didn't notice because they had been slowly developing throughout my early years.
Yeah, I never had boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a condition you have or something?
I think it is. It's like small boob syndrome.
Did you ever join any kind of committee?
Bitty-titty committee.
Yep.
I guess so.
I almost got it. She was almost like a committee.
A committee.
I used to be in that committee.
Yeah. I used to be. I was. You, she left us.
10 grand later.
She's too good. She's too good for us, guys.
I got fired.
Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. You made that decision yourself.
So you start smoking weed when you're 12.
Yeah, that I tried weed, but like that was like me trying weed. Like I was smoking at my mom's house, like smoking her weed. Mm-hmm. She had. When I started smoking on my own, like, you know, on the streets with my friends, I was like 13, 14.
So what were you doing like after school at that age? Were you just going out and like just hanging out with all the bad kids?
It was with my homies, like, BMX.
Oh, they rode BMX?
Yeah, all my homies. In Bay Harbor.
Really?
In Miami, yeah. So all my friends were, like, BMXers, and we used to hang out and, like, just get high.
I can tell you from experience, they were probably a bunch of scumbags.
They're still really good friends. They're still my best friends.
I'm sorry, guys, but, you know.
Would you want your girlfriends to date them?
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
No, like, I know all the shit they do. I'm like, you're such an asshole, but I love him.
That's what you say to him all the time.
Yeah. I know he's an asshole, but I love him.
But define asshole.
You're a huge asshole.
What does that mean? How am I ever an asshole to you in particular?
Not me.
But how you treat other people.
It's just like, no, you come off like an asshole, you know, just the way you look, you know.
Define asshole.
Like being rude.
It's not even him being rude. That's just who he is. It's literally, he's just an asshole.
It is who he is, but he's
an
asshole.
Still haven't told me what an asshole is.
Okay, open the dictionary.
Right.
An asshole, and there's your face.
It's gonna say like the thing that shit comes out of.
No, like a bully, like a
bully. Now I feel attacked. This podcast is canceled.
This conversation a million times. You're a bully.
It's not that I'm a bully. I don't think it's just that, you know.
Should we get all your friends to come in here?
Guys. So anyway, at this moment, I would like to say this podcast is sponsored by NoJumper.com. We got all kinds of new merchandise, and we've been going crazy for the holidays. NoJumper.com. You can't even see my No Jumper shirt because it's covered up by this Gucci jacket, which is not available at NoJumper.com. But
subtle flex.
Yeah, head on over to NoJumper.com. And also, anybody who's watching this live, we will be taking donations, and we will be playing all your songs after this. After this,
is this the thing you do now when you want the conversation to switch topics?
No, we can go right back into me being an asshole. Okay. It's fine.
I was like, oh, that's convenient. You're promoting
your shirt.
I
had to get those two things out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I figured that was a good time as long as you guys were attacking my personality.
Attacking.
No, I mean, I don't feel like an asshole, but I feel like I'm probably like less concerned with how other people feel than most other people on earth.
Yeah. And I think that's a great thing.
You do?
Yeah, I do. No, and in some ways, yeah. I mean, I feel like not giving a fuck.
And we're so opposite because I think way too much about how other people are going to feel in a certain situation.
Yes,
and
you do.
He's like, for the first birthday, I was like, we don't have enough bottles. Like, I was freaking out. Like, we need to get everybody a bottle. And he was just like, it's okay.
Doesn't matter. If they want to get alcohol, they will get alcohol. And if we get alcohol, they will drink it all immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
Just so like it's how like they smoked all the weed at the party.
Yeah, before we even got there.
That's why I had the liquor, too. I was like, I'm fucking.
Anyway, so you finished high school?
Damn! Yeah, I hate you.
The roast.
Yeah.
It's not a roast. A lot of people didn't finish high school. I barely finished.
Yeah, I didn't finish high school.
Why? What were you doing?
I had a crazy like bringing up. Like I had a boyfriend and I was a bad kid. I was partying a lot and I just didn't go to school.
Do you have all kinds of like awful like influenced boyfriends as a young girl?
Yes.
what kind of stuff were you getting into as a result of these terrible men?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like you like doing heroin? Were you fucking jumping off bridges into oncoming traffic?
No,
probably wouldn't be here.
I was dating an older guy when I was really young.
How old was he?
21.
Oh, okay.
21, 22.
How old were you?
Who is he? We're gonna apprehend him. We're gonna send him right to.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like 30.
Right to the middle clink.
School. That shit was crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Middle school.
I was in middle.
Wait,
school.
Middle school. I thought you was high school.
I was in middle school.
Oh, that's fucking.
Middle
weird.
School means that you were like 11 or
no, 12 or 13.
No, I was like 14, 15.
Right.
I was 15.
I feel like in Florida, that kind of thing probably happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's like, no. Yeah, it does. Like,
I remember I went to like...
We in the dirty south.
I was with some friends and we went to hang out with some people in Florida and there was like three girls who were all pregnant and all chain smoking. And I was just like, wow, I never really saw that before.
I never saw that either. That's
here I am
crazy.
In Florida.
I feel like a prude. I've never been in a situation like this.
You never seen a girl pregnant smoking cigs? It's super hot. You got to see
ew.
It.
Ew. I'm sorry.
It's a huge turn on. Anyway, so... How do you end up entering the adult world? I'm sure you have to answer this all the time.
You know what? There's a couple things that influenced me to do porn. Mm-hmm. I was curious.
Were you always interested in porn?
Not really. I masturbated a lot. I had like a really bad masturbation problem.
Like a problem?
Like it was a problem.
What, like 15 times a day type shit?
Like... And you rub one out, I got to go to the bathroom. Like,
oh, so you just jam one out in like the middle of class or something?
No, that, but still, yeah, no.
I would go jerk off in the bathroom during high school.
Really?
Yeah, I need to take the stress off. You're going through puberty is when you, like, really need to get rid of that stress. I mean, that was just me.
I feel college, like girls are different, but...
Yeah, no.
Not her.
Well. I mean, no, you weren't doing it in class, in school.
I remember seeing a girl masturbating in class, so...
In class?
She's, like, humping the chair.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's intense.
In Florida.
I would have been weirded out by that.
I was so curious what she was doing.
I probably would have called her out in front of the class and exposed her and then made fun of her.
You're an asshole because you're a bully.
I'm trying to think of like what where my mind would have been at in high school. It's like, oh, let's tease her. She did something weird. Anyway, so you were interested in it.
I was curious about it. I was hanging out with my friend who was a male talent and he was friends with Bruno.
Oh, so he's friends with Bruno. I didn't know if you're going to name drop Bruno or if you're going to leave that out.
I don't care.
Okay. So you're hanging out with a guy who was working for Bruno filming scenes.
Yeah.
Bruno from Groupie Lust. Was it Groupie Lust at the time? Okay.
Yes. And
who, for those who don't know, the connection here, and this is why she's a SoundCloud rapper, is that Bruno was X's original manager and has been like quite involved with the careers of a lot of different people coming up out of South Florida. So it's only appropriate that he kind of helped get you in the game.
Nah.
What?
I mean, yeah, I do. But, like, it was a different situation.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you were hanging out at the Bruno lair. Did you start filming a shitload of scenes that time or what?
Nah. I left my mom's house and I started living at Bruno's house.
Okay.
At beginning, I was stripping. I was dancing.
Oh, so you were dancing before you... Oh.
Yeah.
And did you start doing that, like, as soon as you turned 18?
Yep.
Okay.
Like, as soon
as you turned 18?
Like a month, probably a month after I turned 18.
How was stripping though? Did you enjoy it?
I was so shy. I was so nervous, of course, because there's like a whole bunch of older guys looking at you. And I like it was Tootsie's, so I was like in a full new club. Yeah. And so like I would not take off my panties for a while. And they were cool.
That's
like,
so scary.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. But it was crazy because like the type of person I am, I like to be pushed. Like I like to like see what happens. I want to be put in like situations. Like I don't know if that's bad, but.
Well, that's kind of how you view sexuality as like a challenge. Like you want to just keep going crazier and crazier, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we don't really like the extreme stuff. We've talked about it.
Yeah. I'm not like crazy, like, you know, Adriana Chechik or like some.
What does she do that's super crazy?
Like
triple anal.
Triple anal, like gangbang, like all that
shit. So no triple anal noted.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done crazy stuff for sure.
But not triple anal?
No. So I was living at Bruno's house. I wasn't doing porn. I was just like hanging out with them and they were cool. I got curious and I was like hanging out at their house or whatever. And then I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, I'll just do a scene. And usually it's funny because this is the only interview I've ever said this, because usually other interviews, people ask me about my first scene. I'll be like, it was Reality Kings. So my first scene was for a Groupie List. And
was it with a rapper?
Or, no, okay. Eddie Baker was there.
He was there. Yeah. So it was like for his...
It was Eddie Baker's show, and it was like for with Matt Zingler, the mm-hmm. then when they owned...
From Rolling Loud.
Yeah, from Rolling Loud. It's crazy. So this is crazy. So
SoundCloud rapper.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah, it was just like way back, like 4 years ago. So my first scene was with Bruno, and this is when Matt and what's his name? Tariq.
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 Feel terrible.
Tariq. No, you're right. Because previously he has Tariq. Not been stoked on me saying Tariq, I believe.
Tariq?
Tariq.
Tariq.
I think. It's not Tariq. Because okay. That's what I always want to say. To me in my head, it's Tariq, but it's not. It's Tariq.
Tariq.
I think. God, I hope so.
So anyway, so they used to do like small venues. So they used to like host Puya, Fat Nick, mm-hmm. X, and all these kids like in Florida. And so Bruno was good friends with Matt. And so the first scene was with Eddie Baker. But they used to do a whole bunch of stuff with them. So Puya and all of them were like doing videos, and we were always around them. And so the first video was that. And so it was kind of like we were groupies. We wanted to meet them. And that first scene, I got fucking wasted because I was nervous. I didn't give a fuck. Like, it was like, you know, we're at a show. Like, we were like, we were lit. Like, we were getting lit. It was nothing bad. And then we went on the party bus, and then we just started fucking. And it was like, it's cool because I don't know who edited the video, but it's like kind of lit. But it's crazy because I look at it.
So is it like an orgy? Like,
nah, it's just like me, like a cut, like two other girls and like two guys, two, three guys.
And this is still online. People can still go see this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like your rookie card.
Yeah, this is like, and let me tell you something. This is like the worst I have ever gotten paid. Ever.
How much?
This is my first scene I ever did.
How much?
This. Sorry, I was about to say something.
Let's hear it. No, because I mean, it's not uncommon for girls to get what, like $300 or some shit for a scene when they first enter porn. She's right? Like,
this nigga gave me $300 for my first scene, and I fucked two guys, and I was like, it was just crazy. I was doing so much.
And you got so drunk.
And I was like, and the crazy thing is, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't like, whatever. Like, I was like, I survived, and I was good, so I could do anything.
You're like, $300, I'm buying an Xbox.
Shut the fuck up.
Would you make more than that in a night stripping?
Oh, yeah.
Easy, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
From the beginning, you made more than that stripping.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I made a lot of money.
So that's why it looks like way worse when you're like, fuck it, fuck two guys.
Yeah, and it was like the situation I was in, like being filmed, being put on the internet. It was like a lot of stuff like that. It was like crazy.
Stripping's way more private.
Did you regret it immediately or something?
No. No, I didn't.
Because it's like, it's kind of...
It was a thrill. It was like exciting. It was crazy.
Well, it's like a weird like experience because it's like you're doing something you want to do, but then at the same time, you know that like your parents are going to find out that all the girls you went to high school are going to be talking
everybody's
shit on Facebook.
The whole world everybody. Is going to find out, man.
Like, right.
Everybody from everywhere.
And you're going through that transition because you're a regular person and then you're like transitioning to this different identity.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So was that tough at first or did you start doing more scenes right away?
Yeah, I think I did. Like, I started shooting for, like, I was an extra. Then I became an extra for, like, Reality Kings. And, like, it was, like, completely different. It was, like, they were super organized. Like,
oh, cool. Right.
They're, like, official, like, some official shit.
They paid you more than $300?
For sure.
Right.
And you're just an extra.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just flashed my no having titty fucking self.
So how did you, like, start to develop into, like, being a more well-known person in the porn world? Or, like, person who's...
I didn't try.
You just kept doing it?
Yeah, I just kept doing it.
I just woke up and went to work every day.
Yeah, I just woke up and went and sucked a dick every day.
So you've been doing this for 3 years?
Yeah, almost 4 years.
And there was never any, were there any like big breaks or like times where your career sort of exploded or got bigger or something?
Yeah.
Is it like certain scenes or something that do it or?
It was definitely certain scenes like just, I don't know, like being at certain places. Like when I met you guys, people were like, all my friends started going crazy. They're like, oh my God, Adam Lena. I was like, Adam Lena? Really?
I was a big part of your career. No.
No. Was the first time that we were like seen hanging out together at that Tana video shoot that we all were in?
There was a video shoot here.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
all in. And then we're at that Dexter. Party.
Here's Dexter.
You guys were all drinking lean, and I was like, damn, any girls who drink lean are cool by me.
I wasn't drinking lean.
No, not you.
That was when I met you, though.
If you drink lean, you're
taking
a nap.
I think we made out. We made out during that night.
What night?
There was a video shoot back here.
There was a Dex video shoot back here, and you showed up with Morgan and Adria.
Yeah, and we all, like, kissed, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
That was lit.
I remember it was a Wednesday, and I was concerned with the drinking because I had to work out the next day.
I remember that was, like, very early to me. Like, I was like, I can't believe we're shooting a Famous Dex video back here. And now I would.
That was, like, right when the store opened.
Yeah, he was cool, man. He was really nice. Honestly, it's crazy because I met so many rappers, and I didn't even know who they were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't know who Famous Dex was when we met him. So I didn't care. I was like, oh, he's cool. He's, like, super nice. I met Lil Uzi. I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Right.
Like, it was crazy. Like,
when was that?
That was, I was chilling with Jared West Coast Cure, like, mm-hmm. back in the day when I was 18. And he's a homie. And, like, we would used to just chill with him. And then we went on his tour bus. I don't know, because he's, like, giving weed to all these people. Like, So we just met him, and, like, he was with his ex at the time. And I was like, oh, I like your hair, and, like, his purple hair, because I had purple hair at one point. And, like, just gave him a hug. And I was like, oh, what's up? Just talking. And then I thought that he felt awkward, and then he left. Because then, like, I don't know, I didn't see him after that.
Maybe he did feel awkward. Maybe you intimidated him. You're bigger than him.
Maybe got in trouble. You're bigger than him. She's not bigger than him.
I just didn't know who he was. Like, I was just talking to him, like, whatever.
It's okay.
Like,
I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't know who Lil Peep was when I met him.
Lil Peep?
I love him.
I mean, yeah, I love him now, too. Yeah. And, I mean, like, you might have met now, but when I met him, like, at a house.
But you probably met Peep before he was, like, that famous.
Yeah, he wasn't that famous, but also I had no idea. He was just this shy kid at some
You also just don't really know anything about rap.
This is true. Adam thought I was lying to him one of the first times we were hanging out, when I told him I didn't know who Suicide Boys were. He was like, why are you fucking with me right now? I was like, no, I really don't.
Because it was just unthinkable to me that a girl was trying to hang out with me that didn't know who Suicide Boys and Bones were.
How did you guys meet?
DMs.
Yeah.
She was looking for some dick.
Shut the fuck up.
Absolutely not true.
I had the supply.
Shut the
I offered it up.
Absolutely
not
true.
Somebody asked me that question. And I was like, I think it was through, like, the DMs or something.
Yeah.
Like,
but it was because I reached out to him for work one time.
He was a fan.
I was a fan. I liked your fucking podcast. I liked the EDM interview you did with Dylan Francis. We've been there before, okay? This is why I don't know about any rappers, because I liked your fucking EDM interview.
Right.
So anyways.
Rare circumstance.
What are you saying?
I'm really hungry. I'm just going to say that. Video. Also, do you remember
the
second time we hung out with Gina?
Yeah.
We went to the party that you guys threw.
Oh, the jungle party.
The jungle party.
What is the jungle party?
When I was rolling
balls and you stuck your hands down her throat, and this video still gets.
Oh, wow.
And then me and her and you started making out.
Right. We were
in front of, like, everybody outside.
We were off hella Molly and shit.
And you were saying crazy things.
I started talking a little too much.
Crazy
what
shit.
What were you saying? I don't remember.
I just, like, told her. I just mentioned something that I had done with a girl who was at the party prior. And then I was like, cool. Like, I don't want to know that.
I mean, I didn't care, but I was like, why are you saying this right now in front of everybody? Because this is the time and place.
I was off 30 Mollies and I just was talking.
Yeah, that gets
but
like
I was
that.
Like, oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I should have not.
Yeah.
And then I got my Snapchat deleted that night, too, because you were sucking my dick while another girl ate your ass.
I was so fucked up
that I put it on the Snap.
Yeah, I know what that
means. You can't
do
that.
If I go all the way back in my phone, I can still find that video and be like,
that
gold.
That moment.
That was the day.
That was hot, but I would not do that again.
On Snapchat?
Or anywhere. Snapchat or Instagram, yeah. I'll put on my private Snap.
We should get you on.
People watch.
Yeah. No, they would, but I don't know. Do I really want to, like, start competing with Lena?
I think.
I start a podcast. You start a private Snapchat. The race.
Yeah. I mean, I could have a private Snapchat, but am I going to use it? I don't know. And how often,
hey, babe,
how often am I doing anything sexual?
You just jerk off.
I mean, it would be a great way to get you to, like, bring more girls around and stuff. Like, babe.
I bring so many girls around all the time.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, if I needed content for my private Snap, then that would be.
Wow.
Like,
let's
hey,
not go
babe,
down this road. Let's not go down this road.
No, but what do most.
No. Just hit up your rapper friends. They have a whole bunch of bitches. You're good.
Yeah, but they're not going to slide them over to me.
Do a takeover on my Snapchat today.
The rappers are always asking me for bitches because I know porn stars. Then it's like.
You know
like,
what? You're right.
Because
they always ask me.
Yeah. And it's
and
like.
I'm the porn star.
It's
I'm like what
the
fuck? Am I not enough?
You think these famous porn stars want to hook up with your mid-ass? Like, you got 40K and it's all fake. And it's just kind of like, you know. It's like if it was 21 Savage, like, yo, introduce me to that girl. I'll be like, all right, bet. Because, like, I would assume it'd probably be a good reaction.
Yeah.
It's always hard.
He could just DM the girl.
I do hit up porn star girls about my friends who want to meet them when I think it's a good idea, you know.
You're the clout matchmaker.
I don't want to like pass you a dude that wants to meet up with you if I think that he's just a thirst ball or if he's a weirdo.
Are you guys gonna like set me up with one of your rapper friends?
I mean, I'm down.
But don't you feel like you could just DM one of them or that? No.
I'm just so lazy.
I mean,
I'm so lazy.
Hey, let's be
like,
real.
I'm just like not gonna do
I
that.
Tried, and then one of them got really upset about you hooking up with me and her. That
See,
happened.
I know. You ruined it for me.
But was that weird for you?
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But when you choose us over him anyway?
I mean, in the long run.
Wait, did you like him?
Huh?
Did you like him like him?
I did.
I didn't know that. Him. There's a whole missing piece of the puzzle here for me.
But you guys weren't like seeing each other or anything, right?
Yeah, we were.
Like that?
Yeah.
For how long? Since we introduced you guys?
Oh, wait. Who were you guys talking about?
Well, now I don't want to say.
Yeah. The one that you were just telling us at my apartment.
No.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else. Somebody else got mad at you about hooking up with us.
Yeah, I think low-key a lot of people are just like, because it's just like, I don't think mad, but people are just like put off.
Put off?
Of course.
Why? Just because they're jealous?
No, because it's like you're like somebody, like a image in the culture and in the whole industry. You feel me? So right. It's like because it's out there, they're just like, oh, like, you know.
No, I get that. Yeah,
I'm not a dude, so I don't like take any of it.
Well,
personally
at the same time, like I respect it, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like most of these dudes fuck bitches anyway. Like you fucked everybody I know. Like
yeah.
And the reality is that like, do these guys know that there are literally videos of you having dicks put in your asshole on the internet that they could watch?
Yeah.
Because that to me is probably like more of a thing than you sleeping with me and her in private.
And then, but when we fuck, it's like we're fucking as friends. Like we're all just having
fun,
you know?
That's how I see it.
Like when I see Gina, I like kiss her. I'm like, hi, like, you know.
And that's the difference. I feel like a lot of people like get that confused, like in life. Like people just think like, oh, sex like means I really fucking like you or
something. It's like we're playing a game. It's
like
we're
just
having fun. Yeah.
Like let me tell you, like I've hung out with people like, and like people who are up there and they have like this crazy lifestyle and everybody's fucking, everybody's kind of like free. Like it's like a free thing. Like, you know, it's nice. Like there's no judgment. Like everybody's cool. Like fuck who you want to fuck. Like you still got love. Everybody's going to respect you the same way. And it's not like a disrespect shit. Like people like have like this disrespect towards like just sex or like fucking people. Like just going around. Like I don't know.
It's weird to me. Cause actually I feel like you and Riley are the only girls that, I mean, Lena, like, she wouldn't really care about us hooking up in almost any context. Although,
yeah, we all like fuck like it's a regular thing. It's not weird.
Well,
at
because
all.
We love Lena. Like,
I actually
I
only fucked
him.
You once. What?
He's still mad.
No, I'm just saying. It's not like a super regular thing.
I'm just saying. We sucked your dick together like 2 days ago.
Right, that is true, yeah.
I don't know.
That was hot. It was my birthday.
But what was he saying?
I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, boy. Where did I just land myself in this whole conversation? Okay, so...
I feel like I'm getting high again. It's Gina, okay. You are a SoundCloud rapper only because you literally don't stop smoking the whole time I'm around you.
You are a nun because you are the only person I know who can't handle being around weed.
I just get high and I get...
Would it be an interesting interview if you got Bruno here? Would you ever
with
do
you?
That? Not with me. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you think Bruno deserves credit for turning out girls like you and Abella?
Somewhat, yeah.
Was
yeah,
there like
but we were never that close. Like we were close enough to where I lived at his house and like we would have conversation, we'd go out, I would go out with his girls, but like he would never like fuck with me like that. Like he never did anything to me. I worked with him.
Did he like convince you to get into the business though?
No.
Okay. That's good, I guess.
Yeah, he never did that. But
I feel like that's kind of a thing in the porn world is like whoever, like the first person to get a girl into porn is like a big claim to fame afterwards for that dude.
No, I don't believe in that.
You know, no, but I'm saying that's how they treat it.
Yeah, that's whack.
Why? It's like taking a girl's virginity, but on like a more public scale.
It's the end of the day, like a bitch wanting to do that.
Right.
Like, you feel me? Like, I wouldn't have gone there if I didn't want to.
But don't you think there's so many like impressionable young 18-year-old girls who you don't think so?
I was like super like bad when I was dating a fucking 21-year-old guy when I was like 15 years old, like 14 years old. Like,
right.
I was already like corrupted. Like, that's true. Like, you feel me? I was curious. And then seeing that shit was crazy. Like, you know, like everything was just like different. And, you know, it's just like I wanted to experience life And that's what I did. Like, it's like being an avatar in like this world, and you're like, I get to do whatever the fuck I want. Like,
do you think that you were too eager to like do all of the bad things and like get out there?
Oh, yeah. That's probably like, if I would never have kids, like, for a reason, because I don't think I'm a good example, but.
Like, that doesn't mean you can't have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think in life I'm a good example. Like, you can't.
You're only 21, Gina. Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, you're
a baby.
You're at the beginning of your life.
I believe in you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I mean, I don't know. For me, it's like, when I was younger, I very much like had that mentality of like, you know, the idea of having kids seemed impossible because it's like, oh, you're like bringing them into this fucked up world. And then as time goes by, you realize like, it's not that fucked up. Everybody's just bullshitting.
Yeah.
This world's fine.
It's fucked up, but at the end of the day, it's like you survive, get over it. Like,
yeah.
Your pain.
Yeah, that's too much work, man.
The world you're bringing a kid. The world you would be bringing a kid into is better than like any scenario for any other person.
I gotta say, I lived a great life.
You've lived a great life?
You're 21. Why are you
I lived.
You're acting like you're like gonna die tomorrow.
You never know.
When did the bag start to get right in terms of porn?
The first day? Not the first day.
Not the $300 check.
Not that $300.
Well, you probably still needed $300 at the time counter, right?
Like, what? Why not? I'm not gonna complain over $300.
No, yeah.
You probably didn't even know about negotiating and rates anyways. No. She gonna be like,
it was just like, we didn't even discuss about it. We didn't even discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like the situation I'm in today is not the situation I was back then.
I would hope, yeah.
This was like, it was crazy. Like, hey, you want to do porn? I was like, okay.
When did you make the move to LA though?
I think when I started actually shooting like real porn, it was like 5-6 months within shooting in Florida.
Oh, really?
I was living in Florida shooting porn for like 5 months. 5-6 months. And then I started flying out to LA and then flying back to Florida and flying to LA and then flying to Florida.
And then you were like, fuck them. I'm just going to move to LA.
Like, I can't. Like, I'm working too much.
Right. Were you always like just working as much as you possibly could?
You know what? It's like having an agent, you know?
And they just start booking you like crazy?
Yeah. Which is fucking crazy. It's retarded, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like oversaturating or like, you know, but that's probably why I became so popular.
Because you just start flooding the market like the rapper that you are. Put out a lot of freestyles.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you consider your major like accomplishments or accolades in the porn world? Like things that you've done that you're proud of?
Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Really? Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
What year? Though? I guess that was just recently. This year. Wow. Yeah.
Pay attention.
Talking to the mic, babe.
Penthouse Pet of the Year, being Vixen Angel, becoming a Spiegler Girl, shooting for Young MA's porn video.
Wow, that is an important thing. You were on set for Young MA's directorial debut, right?
She was cool. I fucked with her.
What was it like? How was this proposed to you before it happened?
They just asked me. They wanted me to be the main role. So I was like, yeah, for sure. Is it? I just got a phone call.
They call it happening.
From Pornhub, and they're like, you want to shoot? I was like, for sure. That's it?
Yeah.
And then they showed up. She showed up with all her boys, and like everybody was drinking. They were like getting lit on set.
She was with all dudes?
Yeah.
And they were all drinking Henny?
Yeah.
Wow. I drank too much Henny this weekend. It's like, just Henny does not sound good right now.
Yeah.
My fucking head is still like, no, don't drink.
Yo, everybody was fucked up after your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of wounded soldiers. A lot of my friends had a couple of rough days after that.
I'm still having a rough time.
One had to tow his car.
True. It's weird how you have a birthday. It's supposed to be this like big celebration. Everything's supposed to be so great. And then you want to kill yourself for a day afterwards.
I literally woke Adam up with the IV doctor.
I went to the spa. It was so nice.
Oh, yeah,
she's baller. If she wakes up and she has a hangover, boom, IV doctor. And it's so sick. She's fully got me addicted to it.
I've never done it before.
Oh, you should do it.
So basically, tell them how it works.
This person comes to your house. I think they have like a nurse's license or something. They hook you up with the IV, and it just gives you like a bunch of water right into your bloodstream and all these vitamins. And they have anti-nausea in there and anti-inflammatory. So you just like your hangover.
Yo, it's fucking cold in here. Is it just me?
I'm cold?
Yeah, I'm like shaking. I'm like...
I think you're just getting cold because you're nervous because I'm asking you about the dirty, filthy depths of your porn career.
Oh, fuck you.
Real talk. They're cut with this huge lights everywhere and stuff.
Oh, my God, Adam, I thought we were friends.
I could turn the AC off, though. Well, yeah. I mean, not really because I'd have to, like, make somebody else go do it. But they might be listening.
Are you having a bad time at this interview right now?
No.
I feel like I'm kind of forcing you to examine things in your upbringing that you were, like, not really thinking about.
No, I just don't talk about those things, you know?
Well, we can talk about, like, right now.
We can talk about whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck.
What's, like, the best thing that's happened to you because of the porn thing?
Fame.
What, having 667K on the gram is the best part? Is that
think,
it?
I don't think it's 607K.
Let me check.
We got to get somebody to get you like a proper Instagram at so that you don't have to be the real Gina Valentina anymore.
I have 759,000.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just like scoot in a little bit more? And also, the best part of this whole podcast was when you put your hair behind your ear because for a minute, it, like, on the camera angle, you look like Cousin It because your hair was completely covering your face.
Fuck you!
No, I'm just saying. You have like a little bit of a, like your whole face was covered up like a friggin' lampshade or something.
Maybe I like to cover my face.
What do you feel? What are like the things that you've done in porn that were like challenging? You've never done DP?
Oh no.
No.
No, no, no.
Why not? Some girls that's just do much, that right man. Away.
It's too much.
Too much stuff going
too much,
in there.
Too much. Just too much. Like my like that's like one guy here, one guy there, and like in my head, like oh my god, like I'm getting fucked.
You've never done it in your personal life?
No.
Okay.
Do you think people really do that in their personal
like, you
life?
You think I'm like, hey, you guys want to fuck me? Like two guys, like you and your best friend, let's go.
If you said that to like, me and Chris Long, I'd be like, all right, bet. No,
you wouldn't. You'd be like, your dick's touching mine. Yeah, stop
your
it.
Balls are gonna be clapping.
But see, that's what happen. I want to know. I want to know if that would bother me.
It would bother you.
You think?
Yes. One time we were watching a porn, and I didn't realize like there was gonna be some like there was a guy spitting, and a girl spitting in the guy's mouth or something, and you turned it off. You're like, this is weird. It was just something really vanilla, and you were like freaked out.
I'm not freaked out by a girl spitting in a guy's mouth, but actually, that does sound hella gay. Yeah, you're right.
No, it's
you
not.
Spit in my mouth the other day. You like pulled it wide open.
I love look. I guess I'm fucked up, but I love like dirty shit. Like I want a guy to like spit in my mouth and like choke me and like.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
In my mouth and like just like
you were making me feel weird because I told you I like hardcore stuff.
But you saying something, I would never like.
Wait, what do you like?
I told her I look at rough gangbangs sometimes.
Oh really?
I mean, I'm just curious to watch it, but I would never want to do it.
Yeah, obviously, it's fucking fantasy. That's why you watch it. That's why we do it for you.
But have you ever done a gangbang?
I have never. I've done a blowbang.
How many guys?
Oh, man. 15.
15?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look that up tonight.
Yeah, let's go watch that. You don't want us to watch it? I don't like to watch my friends' porns. I can't. Fucking Riley has
like,
so many.
The thing is, like, when I get on set, I just kind of let go. Like, you know, you get there and you just let go.
How much do you get to suck 15 dicks?
A lot of money.
How much?
I can't tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
I know how much Riley got paid for a gangbang.
You're not supposed to tell people.
I'm not going
to
say it. I just know.
I tell you. You're such an asshole.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I feel like a lot of girls are pretty open about that. No, but
no,
I understand.
No, they're not.
A podcast is
that's
like a
live.
Weird place to say it. Yeah.
And you're outing your girlfriend.
Outing?
Yes.
Damn.
As if Riley would care about that.
I'm just saying that when you have a situation where you're dating someone.
Don't touch
and
me.
Whatever. I hate you. You always fucking do this to me.
What?
Nothing. You're big mouth gossip Perez Hilton
look,
queen.
Listen,
I literally didn't say it.
Listen, do you see what he does for a living?
Yeah.
Obviously, do you know who you're dating?
I know. That's why I can't tell him anything.
She's been in denial for years about
like,
who she's dating.
I'll be like, please don't tell anyone. I'm gonna tell you, and he fucking tells everyone.
You never said that.
Friends.
And also, I didn't say it. So you're getting literally railing against me right now about something that I did not do because I did not say.
Okay, but I'm saying in the past,
okay, guys,
you've done
love,
it.
Love,
me acknowledging love. How that I know something is very different than me saying the thing.
But you acknowledging that you know something means that I told you something.
This is
so
why
what?
I
she would not care.
This is why. I don't date.
This is not
date.
Even a real fight.
This is why I don't let my girlfriend on the podcast. No, because I mean,
look
I didn't say it.
I'm not actually mad at you.
Well, you're acting pretty damn mad. But
it's funny.
15 guy blowback. I feel like a lot of people are very curious about what that might be like. I don't think I've necessarily interviewed a girl who's talked about that.
It's such a cool guy.
But was know. Is there like what's going through your head on like dick six?
Is your mouth raw at that point?
No, I just like I said, I just let go. Like I just don't like I just don't care. Like I just go with it.
And do they come out like five at a time, like a basketball game?
This is what I say. What? I go on set, I'm like, guys, just go for it. Like you guys can't fuck me. But you guys can like use my hands, use my mouth, put your fingers in whatever holes you guys can and entertain yourself. Like, you feel me? But like, go for it.
Entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that attitude. It really feels like that. That's how more people should look at the world. It's just go crazy. No, because when we were interviewing Nicolette Shea, she said something that really like stuck with me. She said, I have a very open-minded policy on sexual harassment. I tell people just go for it.
She was sexual like, harassing me the whole time, so well, it makes
not
sense.
Like, not like at that point. Like, you feel me? Like, obviously, like, I'm not going to go in public and, like, fucking, like, I'm just going to go for it. Like,
yeah. No, but it's in the context of a like, fucking movie. It's like,
yeah,
you know?
Like, in a fucking movie, yeah. I'm like, I just want to just have fun. Like, you know, I don't care. Like, I just want to have a good time. I want you to have a good time. But, like, yeah, for that... That was insane. Like,
was it insane?
Were you
though?
Exhausted
oh, yeah,
after?
It was crazy. Yeah, like my eyes were so fucked up.
Really? Why? Just there was too much nut in your eyes? Wait, they all they nutted all... on your face, huh?
Yeah,
so you had like a whole pancake of jizz.
Whoa! I think that. See, that's where I think like I'd be like, oh, this all looks kind of gross to me.
Yeah, obviously, that's just like a lot going on.
No, yeah, that's cool to me.
You
though.
Know what's worse?
I want to see it.
Okay,
all
so
there.
I did two blow bangs.
Okay.
And one was with a whole bunch of black guys, which I loved. They were great.
Why, black guys are better in porn?
They're just great with blow bangs and shit like
they're
that.
Dicks.
No, they're just not scared. Like,
are they all just browing down and like fist bumping each other the whole time?
They talk shit. Like they're just like crazy. Like they don't like they're like they have fun. They have fun with it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not shy. And then I did another one for another company.
With white guys.
Yeah,
well, and it was terrible.
Oh, I hated it.
Why? What was different about the?
I hated it. It sucked.
All the black guys watching this right now are just like,
were they just
fuck
like,
yeah.
Were they too timid or something?
Yeah, they just were like holding back. They were like not sexy. Like,
you want them to be more aggressive?
It just wasn't sexy. Like, I didn't feel like it was like, you know, like the whole point of it is like, there's one girl and guys are supposed to go like.
They
you know?
They didn't make you feel wanted enough. Like,
it's just yeah, like they. It's a different thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a weird element.
Do you feel like black guys get into porn because they're naturally endowed with massive penises and white guys get into porn because they're fucking creeps?
I'm surprised you didn't say fuck you.
No, because I think I hit the nail on the head.
I know, that's why.
No, because I always hear from different porn girls that black guys, A, run... the big dick porn world, because at some point, like, people kind of have gotten less interested in seeing like an average size penis fucking a girl, so they want to see a giant dick. From what I've heard, and black guys just have a monopoly on giant dicks, I hear.
You know, that whole world of the interracial and sex is really different.
Really?
Yeah, it's different from, and it's crazy. Like, people don't know that.
What you mean, like in porn, it's yeah. different because it's considered a different thing for girls to do interracial, which yes. is bizarre, but...
Yeah,
that's weird.
How do you feel about that?
You know what's crazy?
You were sucking black pole from the beginning?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why not?
I held
you're racist?
Out. No, I held out. You're fucked up. No, not at all.
That's not the fucked up part of this conversation.
not at all. I just held out because it was more money into it.
So that's what it is. You have to wait to fuck. You have to fuck only white dudes for a while until you've built up the amount of demand there is to see you suck a black dick.
You really this cold? Oh, I am, mama.
I have to go and tell. I'm going to be right back. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, what were we talking about? I'm freezing.
We're talking about you got to wait to fuck a black dick on camera.
This is such a sad moment. It's like she told me.
I know. You have to wait to and fuck like, a black
so
dick.
The question.
So now you guys are freezing to death?
I'm trying to warm her up.
This is a strange reaction for a Brazilian woman, too, by the way. Nobody else is
cold. She was cold at the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have that problem a lot?
Look how much smaller than us she is. And she's smoking all this weed. I feel like when I get high, I get cold.
You get cold a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a window into why you are the way you are?
What?
Why are you trying to psychoanalyze her?
You have a low body temperature, so therefore you might be trying to supplement it with some fucking wieners.
But you're cold on set because you're not wearing anything.
Yeah,
I heard being on set means you're cold all the time.
I hate being on set.
I would tell them to turn the heat up in the apartment.
No, because then your makeup starts coming off and there's a bunch of other people and lights.
I'd rather sweat.
Well, when you're doing a 15-guy gangbang, the makeup coming off is kind of part of the deal. Blow bang. When you're taking 15 nuts to the face, it's like the makeup coming off kind of just seems like it's a default setting.
How much did you want to wipe it off when it's on your face? That would kill me.
Oh, like nowadays, like I'm just like, pee.
What does that mean?
Just like spit it out.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. I like it.
You dropped the blunt on your vagina? If you burn your clitoris off, this is going to take a weird turn.
Now I kind of like suck the dick and I'm like, when he comes, I'm like, kind of just like rub it on my lips.
Why, you don't want it all the way down your mouth? Why?
I'm over it. I'm over the taste.
You're
of
over jizz?
Bro,
you've
like,
been in the game.
Let
too
me
long.
Tell you how much cum I fucking swallowed. It's a lot
tell
of
me.
Fucking cum.
How many gallons?
Too many.
Two 15 on blow bangs.
Bro, I did another one with the white guys. I hated it. Just, I'm sorry.
Did the white guys jizz taste different?
No, because the white guys were 10 times worse because they had to jizz in my mouth. And like, I could not spit it out. Like, that was the whole point.
The whole time.
Yeah, like, I had to wait till each guy nutted in my mouth. It was disgusting.
And they'll just hold it and you couldn't swallow
it? No,
really?
I had to wait till the end to swallow
you
it.
You swallowed it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it was disgusting.
No, I mean, that doesn't
this
even.
This fucking disgusting.
It surprised me, but I just, like, I don't think I can do
gross.
It.
It was, like, I felt, like, you can't do that. Like, I didn't know that you can't do that because I felt sick afterwards.
Really?
I felt sick. Like, I was like, my friend picked me up from work. Like, this is a normal day at work. Imagine, like, pick me up from work and then I'm, like, laying on the couch just, like, fucked up. I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad. Damn. I'm like, you got juice.
Wait, yeah. Because you swallowed all that jizz?
Yeah.
So now you try not to do that?
Yeah, just, like, I feel like maybe after that. Blow bang out just like no more jizz.
It's like when you eat something and then you puke and you never want to eat that thing again.
I wanted to puke so bad after that.
But so wait, does white cum taste different than black cum or is it pretty much the same? I feel like we need to know.
I think it's what you eat.
Mm.
But like all the black dudes were drinking that day and they're like smoking backwards and shit, so it tastes.
So you can
good.
Taste the backwards in the henny and the
amazing.
Nut.
Amazing.
Really?
It was amazing.
She was like, yeah.
I got high.
I might have to try some.
Your cum tastes like weed.
Whoa,
all the time.
Massive pause. I take that back. No, because one time, one of the first porn star girls I hooked up with, I nut in her mouth. She says, wow, your cum doesn't taste like McDonald's like all the guys I work with. And that just made me start thinking, like, are all these porn dudes just eating McDonald's so their cum tastes like McDonald's? But then I started thinking, there's all these different things on the menu at McDonald's.
Isn't she vegan?
I don't know what the fuck she's doing. But McDonald's? I don't know. You ever tasted a nut and was like, that tasted like fast food?
Oh, man, I tasted nut and tasted like battery acid. That shit was gross.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you think they had a disease or something?
Yeah, I know. I must have like an STD.
Whoa, relax.
I'm just saying, like.
Battery acid. Like, I don't even know what that tastes like. You're just assuming, huh? Okay.
Oh, can you tell me about the Pedialyte thing? What is with the Pedialyte thing?
Okay. And the pee. Wow, that was a really bad joke. I take that back, man.
I think it does have to do with pee, actually. That's why I wasn't like laughing.
Oh, okay.
Is it for squirting?
Yeah, so like there's squirting scenes and like, which is like pissing scenes.
But yeah, tell us about squirting.
I'm going to tell you something about squirting.
Okay.
So if your girl's telling you she's about to squirt, she's pissing on you.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care who she is.
But okay, listen, I believe that in my life, I've definitely like, no. Girls have squirted while I was having sex with them, and
okay,
I don't think
that,
they were peeing.
No, there's pee. It's a little bit pee.
But I feel like they are having like an uncontrollable orgasmic-esque reaction. I think
no,
every girl is totally different
bladder,
when it comes to that shit too.
You're pushing their bladder while you fuck them. And like when you pull out sometimes, like it'll just be like, tink.
I really feel like that needs to be examined by the scientific community.
It's everybody,
more.
like there's research, it's pee.
Right, no, I have read
pee
that. Yeah.
It's pee, it's pee, 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 pee. Now if you drink Pedialyte, it's gonna taste really sweet. Like really, really sweet. I've done squirting things.
So it's like you're just having Fanta just rain down upon you.
Like yeah, it's like sweet.
You say sweet, but yeah. Is it like sweet like what, like Kool-Aid compared to a drink?
So it doesn't smell like pee.
Like let's say you drink a strawberry Pedialyte, it's gonna taste like strawberry Pedialyte.
But how gross is it having a girl squirt on your face and it's actually just piss and you're just getting blasted in the face by pee? Is that weird or?
Oh yeah. Sometimes it's like if depending on the situation and the girl, I'm like it's disrespectful.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of things that happen in the context of porn are pretty disrespectful if you like remove it from the porn context. But it's like, I feel like porn is like wrestling, where there's like two wrestlers can be in a wrestling match, and obviously the outcome is staged, like they know who's supposed to win and stuff. But like during the actual thing, there's all kinds of little things that they could do to like hurt the person or fuck with them or whatever. And I feel like porn girls are sort of engaged in these sort of reindeer games while they're doing porn, where like, you know, a girl could like be fucking another girl and like fucking shove her head into the corner of the couch and be like way too aggressive to her, and like maybe the people on who are watching don't know, but it's like that's her way of fucking with the girl.
Well, yes
that does happen.
Yes, I'm just crazy. I don't know if I should name drop. I feel like a bitch because
if it's a really gnarly story, maybe you shouldn't name drop so you can really tell us the gnarly details.
But what if I don't care?
No, yeah, expose them hoes.
No, that's really fucked up. I kind of do.
Yeah, it's a code of silence. There's a code of silence in the porn world, right? Like, you wouldn't go on a podcast and be like, so-and-so did this to me, and like just expose shit that you wouldn't want somebody to expose about you, right?
Yeah, but I'm really nice to everybody. Right.
You don't think you've done anything bad that someone would want to
But if you,
expose?
Like, accidentally pooped in a girl's mouth or something?
No, I have a girl. I had one girl fucking fart in my mouth. It was disgusting.
What?
Really?
On purpose?
No, it was an accident.
Oh.
Yeah, it was by accident.
Was it really that bad?
It was like...
just a little.
I feel like that's happened to me too, actually.
Yeah, it's happened.
What if a guy farts while you're giving head? Is that even a big deal?
Ew, like that's what I'm gonna say. Like, ew.
What if it's like a bubbler, like, and you can feel it bubbling up?
Actually, he's a friend. His name's McBlue, but he's a talent. He's married. He has his girl's pregnant and everything. Congratulations, blah blah blah. He would fart on set, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm about to fuck you. Stop farting on set, please. I'm a fart on you while I fuck you. I don't care.
I would go outside on the balcony and fart.
Yeah, probably. Right. No, you would not.
Have you ever seen me fart during a sexual scenario? No.
No, but you fart in public all the time.
Well, yeah. Duh, I'm a human. I fart in public, but like, I can never imagine being in like a threesome with you and another girl and just
I'd fucking kill you.
I don't think whatever kind of natural charm I might have, I don't think is gonna like really. I don't think it'll overpower me letting loose a real wet one during the threesome.
Yeah, no. You're hot, babe.
Am I?
But you're not fart during sex hot.
Yeah. But do you think that like James Franco could get away from letting loose a real wet fart?
No.
You would let him fart on you?
No, actually, damn, I'm about to say some crazy shit.
Who would you let fart on
actually,
you, Gina?
I've had a guy piss in my mouth.
A celebrity?
No.
A talent?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Because I loved him. He was great. And I was like, you can piss in my mouth.
I mean, I've seen you. We were at the AVNs together, and I've seen that you have like a sort of special reaction with certain male talent where you can tell that you just have like a bond because the fact that you've like... You have that trust and you've done disgusting things to each other on camera. And it's like, you see this dude and you just jump on him like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. And it was just like, wow, that's a real connection right there.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Like, I'm out of trouble.
Yeah. Like, I was like, you know, back then it was really exciting. You know?
Okay.
But now I'm just like, now they're like, now I see them all the time. And I'm just like, you know, it's like.
Well, this was like less than a year ago.
Oh. I fucked a lot in a year.
Do you know? Do you have any idea how many guys you fucked?
No idea.
I kind of stopped keeping track over the course of our relationship. No, I always had a really good list, like my whole life, and I've tried to keep it up to date, like throughout a relationship. But I don't.
Now I have like some top people I will always like admire, like oh, I feel like you know, like you have that list, like oh yeah, I fucked that guy, or I mean that girl. Or,
Am
like,
I on that
know?
List? Accolades. Adam 22.
You know, you...
God damn it. Come on, man.
In the clout, this is like a different one with clout, you know?
No, definitely, yeah. I'm not like, pretending to be getting by on my looks or my personality.
There's
yeah.
like, okay, so listen to the whole song, like, Adam. You know, who I fuck
Please,
in the
thank
clout
you.
Boy,
you know? If you're we're definitely, really we're definitely nice not the most tonight, famous here's another
oh, I know.
Dope song to
we're,
play.
We're
going
low on the clout bar.
But I do feel like I'm starting to make some headway into
oh,
that
for
fray.
Sure.
Like
oh,
I'm,
sure.
I feel like you know I'm kind of on the come up. Something
no,
probably
no,
is going to happen that
are.
Will derail it. But
no, you are for sure.
Hell yeah! Like thank you for validating my clout.
No, seriously. When you guys were at the Halloween party, I knew that you guys had clout.
The Halloween party. Where are we going Halloween?
We were at Diddy's son's party.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah.
But we were with Pump.
Yeah, we got in with Pump.
That we would not have gotten in if it wasn't for Pump. Yeah. We were with Pump, still and that's valid. The only reason we got in. Still yeah, valid. But it's super weird hanging out with Pump because he's so overwhelmingly famous and has like a wall of bodyguards around him. And then it's like, meanwhile, like we're outside of the wall of bodyguards and people are asking us for photos and shit. And it's kind of like, no, but like not because I don't want to, but because I have to stay with this group. And it's like a weird thing to be a part of.
So you're like semi-famous, but not as famous, but just like chilling with super famous people.
I mean, that's the weird thing about having any level of fame to me is that you're constantly kind of trying to figure out where you fit in and what level of fame you've accomplished and to what extent it's changed your life and made you not a normal person.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure you deal with this as well. Because sometimes there's certain places that you could go that you're going to get recognized over and over and over. You go to the Porn Awards and you're famous as fuck, you too. Yeah. And realistically, me kind of like, you know, like we go to or at the, in that environment, you are taking a million times more photos yeah. than me. But then if we go to the mall or a Suicide Boys show, I'm taking a million times more photos yeah. than
especially
you.
Especially because like everyone at the rap thing. Shows, even if they know who I am, they're so scared of talking to me in front of you. They've told me like, I wanted to get a picture.
But... yeah, I have so many people say that.
That's
like,
so strange to me because I would never, ever
I know.
Care about someone taking a photo with you.
I know.
No, I got like pictures at Rolling Loud. I was like, I'm lit.
Maybe if they grab your boobs. Then okay, then I'm mad.
What if it was a girl?
Oh, well, that's
no,
great.
He'd be like, yeah. Oh, do it again, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One more time.
Just grab a 40 for somewhere. You know what is actually weird too is I feel like this is like probably the most in-depth and graphic porn podcast that we've done, and it's weird because I feel like I haven't done a lot of porn podcasts like recently, and. As like I've gotten more well known, it just seems like extra like pressure in a weird way where it's like, wow, people are gonna be mad at me for like talking so in depth about all this sexual shit, even why? Though it totally seemed normal doing it with like Riley or Carly back in the day.
But this is exactly like why people start watching your podcast and stuff, and like
because of me asking 21-year-old porn stars about sucking 15 dicks
well,
in a row.
You're doing what's interviews that you? Not a lot of people are doing, and you're asking questions that not a lot of people are asking.
I'm a real person, guy.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
I know.
A real person.
I fuck with you. That's why I called you a SoundCloud rapper, to humanize you.
No, let's humanize Gina. Gina loves anime.
I love anime.
She loves things outside of porn.
They're going to love that about you.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you like in the anime
I
world.
I love Naruto. Like, I'm obsessed with Naruto. Like, I'm watching the whole season all over again.
I mean, you're kind of talking to a brick wall because I don't know
yeah,
about any
don't
of this
know
shit, but
anime.
They are going to love
yeah,
you for that.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I'm, like, watching, like, the whole series all over again. And, like, Boruto, he has a kid. And when, like, they all, like, have their kids, that's crazy because they're, like... It's just like you got to watch it. There's just too much going on. Like, it's great. I love it. I've cried watching Naruto multiple times.
Really?
Yeah, it's just human.
So you're making me want to fucking get on board with that.
You should really watch Spirited Away tonight, babe.
No.
I've never seen that.
No,
people
don't
watch
that.
Have to watch it.
You'll ruin anime for him.
Well, that's the worst part about being 35 is that there's like a significant amount of stuff.
You gotta watch some badass anime.
There's a lot of stuff that all these like 18-year-old kids who watch my podcast are into that it's just at a certain point I have to accept. Like, I'm never going to be into that the way that they're into that. Like, I'm not going to get a Jewel.
Yeah, I'm not getting a Jewel either.
But, like, everyone who watches this podcast has a Jewel.
I've taken people's jewels and then lost it. But like,
I mean, we sell jewels in the shop, 769 Melrose. Why? Because they want them and we can sell them, so we have to. And we already wanted to get a tobacco license so we could sell blunts.
I agree with that.
Right. No, the jewels are crazy, though, because I was doing a meet and greet back in New Hampshire. One kid asked me to sign his jewel. All of a sudden, every fucking kid is asking me to sign their jewel. Everyone had a jewel. I don't know. I've never...
She smokes more than Rico.
Rico Reckless.
Yes, this is worth this.
No, because she's still on one blunt. Rico rolled like three blunts in the course of like an hour and a half podcast.
Oh, well, I feel like there's more smoke in my face, but that's a really big blunt.
Rico's are bigger.
Wow.
I know. I'm
okay,
just saying.
Okay, where's my weed? Let me...
No, you roll big blunts. Shout out to Bearwoods. But I'm just saying, Rico rolls the biggest blunts.
No, I roll blunts for rappers. I'm certified.
You're certified.
I'm certified.
No, I mean, I know you do, and I trust you, and I'm sure that you could roll a bigger backwood. But I'm just saying that, like, Rico, to me, rolls the biggest, most durable blunts of anyone that I think I know. Because he has a test. Throw it at the wall. Pow. Actually, is that his test or is that mine? We made that up, I think.
I don't know. I haven't seen that happen before.
If you can roll a blunt and whip it against the wall, that's a roach. If you whip it against the wall and it doesn't break, then you rolled a hell of a bagwood.
I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to film it.
Definitely.
I'll be like, I did it.
And then all the weeds on the floor is broken. And you're just like, fuck, I gotta roll it again.
Fuck.
What do you consider the craziest shit that you've done porn-wise aside from the 15-guy blow bang?
What do you mean, the crazy thing?
I don't know. Just anything that stands out as like, wow, I can't believe I did that, or I'll probably never do that again, or whatever.
Well, I got to travel in porn. Like, I went to New Zealand. That was super cool.
Wow, really? New Zealand?
Yeah.
What was your impression of it?
I loved it.
So you had to go there for a scene and they used
No, I stayed there for a whole month.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Doing what?
Solo videos.
Oh, really?
In Mexico. I went to Mexico a couple times.
To visit your family?
No, fuck off.
Why is this our joke that I always pretend that I don't know that you're not Mexican?
White fucking supremacist.
Oh, right. For all the ball talk. I don't want them to know. Oh,
you didn't see his ass tattoo, guys?
What? Oh, they see my ass.
Swastika.
Well, okay. No.
It's on his butthole, guys.
I did have an old tweet from back in the day that looked really weird out of context where somebody said, "What do you have any tattoos that you regret?" And I said, yeah, probably all the white power tattoos that I got covered up. And it's like, at the time, typing that, it seemed... like, funny. It was so obvious that I was joking.
You're an asshole. You're such an asshole.
How is that an asshole? It's at my own expense. I'm making a joke about me looking like a Nazi.
Like an asshole.
Listen, I'm not like outside of the joke of like, Adam, you look like a Nazi, blah, blah, blah. But now I have hair. So all bets are off. I'm out of the Nazi club.
2 years I've been asking for this beard.
Really?
Yes.
I decided that I was going to grow my beard.
I don't know what I did to deserve it finally, but...
I decided I was going to grow my beard until I hit my goal weight.
You're going to give me an eating disorder for talking like that, but...
What?
I'm going to grow my...
You already have one. What?
I hate you. I'm going to grow my hair until I hit my goal weight. You sound like a middle school girl.
Nobody would notice if you grew your hair until you hit your goal weight. But for me, everybody notices because facial hair is very, like, obvious. It's, like, out there. I didn't have it. Now I have it.
It's weird. I think you should
keep
it.
You look different.
I do feel weird, kind of, yeah.
It looks good, but it's different.
I don't hate it. I mean, I'm kind of like, whatever. I mean, the hair on my head thing is the actual weird part.
Does it feel cozy now?
The beard?
Like, does it just feel nice? Because, like, you were so bald before, and now it's like...
Right?
It's starting to get into the territory of, like, why do I have this shit all over my face? What is this? Like, it's stupid. It's
Aren't
annoying.
Aren't you happy
it's
that you
itchy.
Haven't had to, like, shave, though? Like,
no,
actual
I don't
process,
care.
No?
It takes, like, 15 minutes.
I like your beard because when your hair is, like, stubbly and growing, it, like, scratches my face.
Does it tickle what? You when he eats your ass?
Have we done that since this has been grown out?
Damn, no.
Now I feel guilty. I bet I ate your ass the other night while we were all fucking turned up.
No, you didn't. Yeah, every girl's ass but mine.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Actually, I can't remember. But I don't think you ate my ass.
Fuck, man. That sucks.
This is
I'm a bad
thing.
Lover. Yeah.
Like, there was something I found out that was very disappointed.
What?
Very what? Disappointed.
What happened?
That I haven't eaten your ass in a couple weeks?
No. That you don't bust a nut in her fucking pussy.
Oh, we actually did for the first time.
I told
ever.
Her, I was like, you'd be happy to know that Adam did this for the first time
but she
ever.
Was on the rag, so it looked like a big old sloppy blood plot.
Oh, God.
I almost said blood
plot. She was like, was it pink? I was like, no, it was like red.
Plies was not there.
What?
Blood pie, not blood plies.
Oh.
No, yeah, but I mean, I figured it was like the first day of your period. You had gotten it like an hour before, so it's like, why not bust in that thing? Well, you're over here just letting people bust, and you're like, it's no big deal. And you're not on the pill. How are you not pregnant?
I don't think I have eggs.
You don't think?
Let me tell you, I had a lot of guys.
Busting you.
Busting
And me. You're not scared?
No.
You should figure out if you're infertile or not, so at least you know.
I don't think I am. I don't. That's what I'm saying.
You can get a blood test. It's really easy.
I don't think I'm fertile. There's no way. It's impossible. Like, I should have been pregnant at some point in my life.
I mean, by letting all these dudes bust in you, you're basically asking for it, right?
Yeah.
You know how many girls I busted in my life? Like three or something? Like because I was like assured 100,000% that I was safe. And then I finally did it. I think any dude who does that with any sort of regularity is a fucking psychopath. Not that I wouldn't be happy to...
But at the same time, like if it did happen, that's the thing. If it did happen, I'm sorry. I wouldn't keep the baby.
You would get rid of it?
Yeah.
So you're pro-choice?
Yeah. Just because, like, I don't want to bring anybody in here. Like, there's enough people here.
There's enough people.
Yeah, there's enough people.
But we do need more people. If
no,
everybody
we don't,
stopped
bro.
Having babies, we'd be fucked.
Well, somebody has to stop. Like, people need to stop.
You think you're probably one of the people that should stop?
Yep.
What?
And I'm glad because I have so much sex, so it's, like, such a good thing.
Like, I'm kind of, like, in the back of my head this whole time, I'm sort of wondering, like, what the perspective on this interview is from someone who's... someone who does not like sex workers or sex work or porn, even though they probably actually watch it, somebody whose like natural reaction is going to be like, oh, she's talking about sucking 15 dicks. It's disgusting. But I feel like when you just said, well, I'm not going to have a baby, that they're probably like, well, all right, at least that's a good idea.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with her for what she does.
Like, no, I don't think so either. But I'm trying to think about it from the their perspective.
Yeah. They're like, thing. Oh, at least you're not people. Procreating. Let me tell
you
something.
Like, at the end of the day, I have this one life. Everybody has this one life. You can live it however you want. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do whatever the fuck you want, do it. If you're curious about trying fucking bondage one day and you want to be tied up or some crazy shit, do it.
Right. I agree.
In a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's something I did. I wanted to experience shit. So I don't care what people think, because yes, it happened. I've done it. Doesn't change anything about me. Doesn't change the fact, the person I am. It just means I had a lot of fucking dicks and I had a lot of fucking sex, and I probably...
But you made a lot of money.
And no babies.
Yeah, a lot of money and a great exposure, and I've made it like a name for myself, and like, so I don't really give a fuck. Like, I mean, so if there are people like that, like, I don't
know. A lot of girls your age, their entire social life is going to the bar or the club every, you know, not just every weekend, but probably plenty of times during the week too, and getting blackout drunk and getting plowed by random dudes.
I was in the library when I was in her age.
But they're getting plowed by random dudes drunk as fuck because they aren't actually in tune with the fact that they want to just get dick down.
Yeah.
So they go out and they get blackout drunk, and then they get dick down, and then they don't remember it in the morning.
For some whack-ass dude, too.
They're just lying to themselves, you know?
Yeah, because they want to, because it's a shame, like, again, go back to a shameful thing. Like, people are ashamed of it. People are ashamed to be sexual people. Like, you know how many times, like, I've met guys and like they'll be like ashamed, like, oh, like, you know, just to be like, oh, like, yeah, I fuck with this girl, I like this girl, because they're just like, they don't want to be that bad guy. It's like, who cares? Like, if you're open with yourself and honest with yourself, so it shouldn't be a problem, like, sexually, like, you know.
That's why you were so happy when I saw you at a party and you were with blank celebrity and I claimed you. I was like, this is my fucking home girl.
Yeah.
And you were so glad that I was like aggressively claiming you as like my real actual friend.
Wow.
Well, I'm like tuned into like, I just felt like that there was something there that you actually felt like validated, because you probably had that experience of dudes like somehow, like, I don't know why they would be like ashamed
It is a good thing. It's an amazing thing. And I love that, because
yeah, it sucks when you go out and you see someone that you used to like hook up with or something and they just pretend like they don't know you or something.
I've never had that.
Oh, I thought that's what you guys were saying.
No.
Oh.
No, we were talking about her being happy that I said something positive about her.
Oh, I thought it was like, because the opposite of that is you not acknowledging her.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. Oh. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
It was cool. I felt like loved.
You are loved.
Where do you think you're going to be at in your life when you're 30? Any plans?
Oh, man.
Don't you hate this question?
Still hanging out with me and Lena.
Oh, fuck. You know, I don't know.
When you're 30, I'll be 44.
I don't want to be 30.
You don't want to be 30. Well, it's coming, babe.
No.
Yeah. It'll be all right, too. What?
No.
You just want to be young forever?
Very soon.
I don't want to, but you're amazing.
Yeah. She's holding like, it together.
It's like, I don't know. This, like, kind of scary, because it's kind of, like, crazy.
No, it's definitely scary. If you asked me that at 21, I would have been like, fuck you.
I hate that question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Like, it's kind of hard to see yourself in 10 years.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of thought. And it's probably all wasted thought, too, because it's not like there's no way you could possibly know what the fuck you're going to want to do 10 years
from
now.
When I was in college, I thought I was going to graduate and join the Peace Corps and be serving in some country abroad. I really thought I was going to be doing this.
And then you met Adam.
No, I met Adam like 4 years after I graduated college. But yeah, I mean, it's like everything that I thought I'd be doing. And then I thought I was going to get my PhD in psychology. And then
another back one.
Oh, my God.
And actually, Bearwoods.
You really? Well, no, I don't have any Bearwoods with me. What? I mean, I can give you weed. I guess I actually might have a Bearwood. So you have to be rolling up immediately. All right, fine. I'll allow this.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm so hungry.
You're just hungry? Want to order food?
I forgot to put.
All right, let's see what we got here. We have some Bearwood Diablo OG.
Okay.
The additional test is if I have Bearwoods. For you to put that in. Or excuse me, backwards. Because I don't have any actual Bearwood pre-rolls in this bag. No, I don't have a Bearwood for you. That I see in here.
Whose name can I scream?
I have a do-rag, a white long tie do-rag.
Put it on.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like.
Let me put it on you.
You not fold it?
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it. Do you know how to do it?
I think so.
You need Thanks. Something to do with your hands since you're not smoking, right?
Yeah. I'm like over here, like I need it.
Damn, my first time putting. Well, no, I've put do-rags on many times.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa, he's gonna look like Slim Shady for real.
That's why I got it. It's for the Halloween costume. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Adam gets a fucking do-rag put on during Gina's interview. Let's make it all about me. Yo, how hard are my friends gonna laugh when I walk out there and I have this on?
Is it like this?
You know, I really don't know.
It's very sheer.
This looks like a Klansman robe fitting.
It looks very sheer. It's supposed to be like that?
Very sheer?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's a white long tie do-rag. Wait, I feel cool already.
With the beard.
Is this going to be... Yeah, I think this is right. You can tell she's done this before. She's dated a lot of guys who wear do-rags.
Is it? Yeah, do you
I don't like she's think doing this kind is right.
You don't?
I don't. I mean, is that where the heart, the bow goes?
I mean, I'm willing to endure this. I got to look at myself. Hold on. Sit down. I got to see how I look, man. My mom texted me. Maybe I should send her a pic.
No.
What? So how does this look? Is this that weird? Oh, I think this needs to be like a lot more down here. Although it's like really.
But that's like in your eye.
It's really. This is probably how you looked after the 15 guy gangbang.
Oh shit.
Or blow bang. Sorry. Do you think you're gonna win anything at the AVNs this year?
I hope.
I know. I feel like I've seen you say that or something. What are you going for? Are you nominated for anything?
Yeah, I am nominated. Should I put this
for what?
Female Performer of the Year.
Wow.
Best boy, girl, best girl, girl, best oral,
best oral. How do they even decide something like that?
I give good head.
Right, but like a lot of people are giving good head,
no,
right?
No,
like,
no, I'm certified. If I get this award, it's certified.
Then it's certified.
Who was
for
the one
rest
in
the
past?
Life.
Adriana Chechik.
Okay.
Another plug.
No.
You could?
No, I've sucked one dick.
Oh yeah, but it's not about quantity.
I mean, I just don't feel like there's quality clips of me.
It would have been tight if you rolled up a wood in the do-rag.
Disgusting.
You think it would have worked? It could have worked. I mean, I could beckon to these dudes and tell them, like, yo, I need a backwood for her. But, I mean, we are, like, sort of approaching, like, a reasonable time to end this podcast regardless, I think. I can't really actually see it, but I feel like we've been doing this for, like, an hour.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Talking about bullshit.
Bullshit? This is your career, lady.
I'm just kidding.
I can't see you the time. I don't know where it goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of career questions and then bullshit questions.
Yeah, just
and then life questions.
And then making it about myself.
And yeah, pretty much.
That's one thing I'm really good at.
Yeah.
I have to kind of fight that urge sometimes. Because that's the easiest way to fill space in a podcast. Just start talking about what you're doing. What's going on with you? You know? But then sometimes I feel like I don't really have anything that's that interesting going on besides other interviews. And it's kind of weird, like, talking about your business is, like, weird because it's, like, nobody else can relate to it. Like, when you're a regular-ass person, you're like, man, I hate working at the fucking CVS. Everybody else is like, man, I hate my job, too. It's, like, a regular, easy thing to talk about. Like, I can't really talk about that. I got to talk about, like, God, I'm sorry. 15-guy blowbang earlier today. You know, I don't know. It just becomes kind of different.
You can talk about working out.
Well, he just, talks about other people's lives.
Well, that is important. That's an important way to fill time, I think. Talking about other people's lives. You have to gossip. It's part of the job.
That's just part of his life.
And that's why sometimes I feel like I should watch more TV or, like, just be more involved with pop culture. Sometimes, like, there'll be, like, a record or an album I feel like, you know, listening to, or I'll be listening to a bunch, and then that will be sort of the reason in my head. I'm like, okay, you can't listen to this album 10 more times because nobody knows about this album. Like, you can't talk about this with anybody, and your whole job is to talk about shit with somebody. So it's like, maybe I should go watch the most popular new TV show because then it'll give me something to talk about with people, right?
You should watch Naruto.
Harry Potter.
Give it another go. I tried to watch Harry Potter. I met halfway.
Still owe me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to watch it, like, to finish it and stuff, because I feel like maybe I could make it through another half. Like, it's been like 6 months since I watched the first half of the first one.
Yeah, and that was after a really long day.
Yeah, and I just really hate watching that bullshit, but, you know. No, I mean, like, it's not bullshit. It's just, it's like a little kid movie. It's kind of hard for me to sit there for, like, 2 hours.
The first one
is,
because there are little kids in the first one.
Right. No, I mean, like, because a lot of my...
Do you like Harry Potter?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. A lot of my fans know a lot about, like, SpongeBob. There's a lot of SpongeBob memes. I've never watched SpongeBob. And, like,
Have you watched SpongeBob High.
Okay. R.I.P. to if I was going to watch it, I'd probably be high. No, but I mean, like, I watched, like, 10 minutes of like one episode one time, like fairly, not like, like maybe a year ago or something, just to be like, you know, is there any way I could appreciate this as an adult who didn't watch it as a kid? And I don't think so, because it was really like, what the fuck am I watching? I'm watching a little kid's show. This is stupid. I didn't grow up on this. I could talk about Rugrats, you know, I could talk about Doug, I could talk about Sesame Street.
Yeah, so that was funny. Oh, I love
that. But that's not.
Robert's like some underwater fucking creature on crack.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's just like crazy retarded.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I mean,
and he has a really dumb friend that lives under a rock.
Right. It's really funny. Definitely sounds like something that like an 8-year-old would probably appreciate more than I would as a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of a thing. You know, you want to know about what's going on in the world. Like, okay. Good example is that like I got into Pokemon Go because I knew like it was blowing the fuck up on day one. I was like, I'm either gonna try this out and be able to talk about it on the podcast, because I know everybody else is going to be talking about it for the next week or two. I'm either going to try it and be able to be in that conversation, or I'm going to be an old man and say, nah, fuck that. I ain't playing a stupid ass little kid game.
You're still playing.
2.5 years later, still play it every day.
Yeah. Although I don't play that shit.
I feel like since my birthday party, I've kind of been in remission because I've been playing like, you know, 10 minutes a day as opposed to like my normal like couple hours a day.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about when you can find time, you know? There's not really a whole lot going on in the game.
You don't want BMX anymore?
No, my back's all fucked up.
Really?
Ever since the store opened, he hasn't been riding.
Wow. Yeah, well, even...
No, it was when the store opened, because you used your bike a lot more downtown, especially because... Not downtown, when you lived in Koreatown.
Yeah.
Because the store used to be there, so you used to bike there sometimes, and then you didn't have a car for, like, a while, remember?
Yeah, I know, because Alfredo's brother... Alfredo's brother, you will like bring him your car and be like, hey, can you like, I have a flat tire, can you fix it? And then he'll give it to you like 6 months later.
Wow.
So I was riding my bike for a while. I mean, me riding my bike for transportation at this point, I feel like I'm a little too hot for that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Please talk into the mic.
I'm talking into the mic.
It's not registering you when you whisper from far away.
I said, please don't do that.
Okay, same problem. I don't know. What do you have coming up that you're looking forward to, Miss Gina?
I'm starting a new clothing thing.
What's that called?
Like clothing thing. Yeah, I'm starting a new clothing line.
What's that going to be called?
After Dark.
Really?
Yeah, which I'm super excited.
I'm excited too. What are you thinking direction wise?
I want to do really vulgar and provocative like clothes.
I like that.
Like
with like stuff.
Yeah, I want to do like a hentai.
Yeah.
And like anime, because I'm like super into that.
No, like, I think that's a good idea.
But then I want to do like super like vulgar like photography. Like I want to make it look really nice. So I'm excited. It's like,
do a shirt with just
right
like
now.
A crazy close up of your own vagina.
I don't know. Maybe that and then blurred.
Okay, and then your butthole on the back, and that's blurred too. No, your butthole on the back, but then it's like there's like a little bit of poop leaking out.
No. No.
No poop stuff.
No?
No.
That's just me. I'm the only one who's into that.
No, yeah. You're not.
Is that a line that you just wouldn't be willing to cross in terms of porn?
What?
Poop stuff?
Crap.
Of course.
What the fuck? That's too much.
There's a lot of things I say is too much.
Really?
Yeah.
You're trying to act like you're all prude over here.
Yeah, she says she wouldn't do double penetration. She won't do a gangbang.
Right.
What else?
She won't do poop.
I think I'm contact high too, man.
See?
See?
I told you it's a thing.
Okay.
Coolest podcast in the world. Available on iTunes.
It is available on iTunes and SoundCloud again. It was off for a while.
Oh.
And now it's back.
We also have a No Jumper Spotify playlist. Please subscribe. We are putting new music on there.
That is a good point. No Jumper Spotify playlist. You're better at this than I am.
I am.
NoJumper.com also is a great place to pick up t-shirts, kendamas, such and such.
Subscribe to my girlfriend. Love the plug. She is doing Vlogmas.
Oh, yeah. Vlogmas on her channel. You ever think about becoming a YouTuber?
Should I?
Yeah.
I think you'd be a good YouTuber.
Oh, man.
You're going to do one vlog, and it's going to do pretty good view-wise, and then you're going to be like, oh, fuck, this is, like, I made off this video how much I made to get dicked down by Bruno Dickens back in the day. No, I mean, making $300 from a vlog these days, I mean, it seems...
It's pretty hard.
I don't know. It's like...
For, like, 10 of them.
10 of them. All of a sudden, boom, you got three racks.
Unless you pay an editor, and then you're like, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
By the camera, by the light, I don't know.
I've been doing all right with my YouTube money lately, but then it's like the past couple of days, all of a sudden, everything has to be reviewed and a bunch of bullshit. It's just, that's a fucking nightmare. You have to submit your videos for review to see if their works, if they're appropriate.
See, that's the problem. Because then, what can I not do? Like, literally, if I ever decide to do YouTube, like, I have to talk to you guys first.
Yeah, you literally can't do anything.
No nudity.
Okay.
I mean, but you can't wear, like, booty shorts.
I mean, you can wear booty shorts, but you can't, like, shove the camera up your ass crack.
Guys.
My videos where I talk about getting a boob job get fucking demonetized.
I don't think that's the typical experience of most people. I think that's...
Yeah, I know, but it's because they're, like, against sex workers.
Right.
But I'm like my first. I'm a regular person, everybody.
my
video's like I'm a regular person, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm
but I just feel like certain people's names get flagged and stuff. You know,
okay,
even like Tana.
You know what the problem is too, though, is that you hang out with a lot of dudes and stuff who are like not trying to be in a vlog. You know. Where it's like, you just do things in general.
You know how lit my life is? Like,
exactly, but
like
most of it you couldn't expose to the world.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could say it, but I don't know.
Most of the coolest people that I know or whatever, or people who have the most interesting lives, huge percentages of what they could potentially vlog are off limits. And even with me, it's kind of like that because it's like a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm going to do a meeting about like some project that might come out in 6 months. It's like, I can't show that in the vlog. I can't talk about what I'm excited about because it's like, what if it's not going to happen? What if I don't want to fucking jinx it? I don't want it to get fucked up. It's always shit like that.
It's great. I just got to say my life is great. Like at 21 in LA, being a porn star, you know, being out here is a great life.
Yeah.
Arjuna is very happy.
I'm not going to say everybody should do it because honestly, I've seen a lot of girls become really fucked up and like just like crazy and like lose their fucking mind, lose themselves.
I mean, there's still plenty of time for you to do that.
Oh, come on. Give me some time.
Yeah. I mean, you're only 21. It's like, imagine what it's going to be like.
She's been in the game for a while.
Oh, come on. I've been doing this since I was 18. I'm just like, I've been sucking dick since I was 18. This is nothing anymore.
You were sucking dick way before that.
No, actually, no.
You never sucked a dick until you were 18.
Yeah, actually.
What were you holding out for? I mean, you were talking about how you had all these boyfriends when you were like super young.
Yeah, but I never sucked their dick.
Why?
Because I told myself I would never suck a dick.
What?
Yeah. I said, I made it known in high school to my friends, all my guy friends, because I was still friends with all the BMX kids, all my homies. And I would be like,
but you had
no.
sex, but you just wouldn't suck dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not my experience. From my experience, like girls these days, like as opposed to girls my age, like when I was growing up, getting head was a really big deal. I feel like girls nowadays are, it's nothing. It's like a mega session. Girls definitely be sucking dick the fuck out of some dicks these
days.
Yeah,
now it's nothing.
I can't comment on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that you waited until me to suck a dick.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Do you want me to autograph this do-rag and you can hang it on the wall in your house?
Yeah.
I could sell it.
I could sell it. You have an eBay account?
Nah, I just put it on my Instagram.
Fire.
Like, who wants Adam 22's do-rag?
He wore it on my episode of No Jumper.
I did.
They wouldn't even care about that. They would just care that it's Adam's.
Oh.
Yeah. That's lit. All right. So to the viewers at home who are watching this live, we're going to go get the photos done with her and all that. And then we'll be back and I'll do the rest of this live stream in which I listen to your guys' music and such. The link is in the description, streamlabs.com/nojumper. And Gina's going to actually do a couple photos for us, which is nice. You're going to tag along with that? You can take some, too.
Oh, I don't know. I'm wearing an outfit that probably doesn't match the shirt that you want to...
And the shoes?
No, because they just wanted her to have, like, underwear and then the...
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I don't have underwear.
I know, and that was the problem.
Yep, no underwear.
Okay, I don't wear underwear, but I only wear it with jeans and dresses.
And she's wearing a Balenciaga belt. How's that going for you? She's super high fashion. I got a new Gucci belt. You think I should stand up and show it to everyone? Ugh, I should have done the whole podcast like this.
I think you would do that with the Gucci jacket.
My boyfriend's a bozo.
A poser is what I thought you were going to say.
No, yeah. You're not a poser.
Look, he has a do-rag and everything.
Yeah, actually, they're kind of like a poser.
What about
right
this do-rag?
I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, no jumper. It's good on you, though.
You do? You like it?
Yeah.
I feel like you're too open-minded when it comes to me and my drip. I don't think this is a good look, personally.
It's hilarious.
All right, guys, we will be back momentarily. Do not fear. Gina Valentina, coolest podcast of the world. Bye. I can help you, 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 I can help you